Welcome to Classic Reviews. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for reviewing classic television shows, video games, and films. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is for Season 7, Episode 5, the penultimate episode of our seventh season. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is for the... Why does it say 2012? No, that's not correct. Gremlins. I have a glitch in front of me. It says this film didn't come out in 2012. I think it's 1984. No idea why it says 2012. Anyway, for the 1984 film Gremlins, not the Gremlins, just Gremlins. So I had a change of plans. After the, I think it was second episode, episode two, where I did the Goonies and I had a little bit of a mix-up because for whatever reason, I thought the Gremlins were in that film and not this film, which is actually called Gremlins. For episode 5, I was going to either do Indiana Jones 2 or Superman 2, so the Christopher Reeve era of the Superman films, but I won't be continuing with that in this season. That might be in another season. But I thought, seeing as I'd come along the, gone along the tracks of somewhat looking for these Gremlins, but looking in the wrong place, I still meant to watch Goonies, but I've seen them both now anyway. I really like this film a lot. I think it's really fun. I think it's quite funny. It's a really good time. Would I call this simply a good popcorn flick? It's a pretty good popcorn flick. I'm trying to think of. Is there like messages? Is there anything like deep thematically going on with this film? Anything like that? I now understand a couple of pop culture things a little bit more. When people say, now, when people say, oh, there's gremlins in the system, I know what that means, but now I really know what that means in terms of, messing up with wires and just causing absolute complete havoc. Functionally, these gremlins are very, very interesting. Of course, you've got your rules that you've got to follow. One of which I wasn't aware of, which was the lights thing. I'd always heard in pop culture references about, okay, don't get the gremlins wet and don't feed them after midnight. I don't remember hearing about the don't have them in bright lit rooms or don't treat them like a vampire. Or they've got kind of the same weakness as a vampire, which is sunlight, I suppose, which I found very interesting. I like the way that this film set itself up. I did wonder at the start where they were going with like the bank storyline and the nasty woman and things like that. Am I supposed to assume that she died when she got flung out the window? I don't know. You got a very young Jonathan Banks, of course, Mike from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. It was good to see him. No idea how young he is here because I don't know how old he is right now. But that was very interesting to see him kind of on the other side of legal things, obviously working for the police. I found the gremlins themselves to be very, very interesting as well. Especially like the again functionally the way that these work. So okay, you get your original gremlin, which was called Magal? Mogwai? No. I can't remember its name right now. You get the original kind of gremlin, and it's like, okay, if they get wet, it opens up. Now, I'm glad they actually showed it a little bit at the end, because when one of the kids accidentally, I think it's the main character's brother, accidentally gets the one of them wet, and he's sort of like having a what I can only describe as a fit on the bed. But then later on, oh no, I suppose it was because it was a different form later on. When you they eat something after midnight, obviously they evolve. I wonder what happened. It seems that because they did keep eating after that, didn't they? Because they were just causing havoc and they were smoking and drinking at the bar and they were like playing poker and it was it was interesting. So my history with this film, I have seen bits and pieces of it. I've seen like photos and clips of these gremlins before. That's kind of how I was aware of them. And I've seen, or sorry, heard rather, the reference of, don't feed them after midnight, don't get them wet. I've heard those lines or that phrase or that pop culture phrase many, 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 many times, in the past. I've never actually seen this film before. From what I understand, there is two of them. Gremlins: A New Batch, and then there's an animated show. I don't know canon wise how that all adds up. But no, I really liked this film. It's a lot of fun. It does have similar tonal kind of, I guess, the 80s thing of that kind of same fun theme and element. I know you don't have the same thing here, which is the 80s kids running around. I mean, you've got young girls, the love interest, you've got the main guy, and then you've got his brother. Those are your kind of like young characters, but they're not kids. I mean, the brother's a kid, but you don't have the same sort of Stranger Things, Goonies thing where you've got kids in the summer that get bored and run around and, or find an adventure in the case of the Goonies. This does kind of have some, in a way, similarities to Stranger Things, where you've got not in terms of the upside down, but the Demogorgons and them being put into the real world and how do we deal with these creatures? What do we even know about these creatures? So I thought that was pretty good. What else have you got in this film? Pacing, structure-wise, I thought it was paced quite well. Structure-wise, you're mainly following either what the gremlins are doing or pretty much the older brother. You don't really peel away from them too much, and it's all kind of within the same town anyway. The editing was like well timed, pretty decent, that kind of stuff. I don't remember having like a problem with that, so that was all good and fine. But pacing wise, you get kind of the start set up where you've got this dad who's an inventor. I really like him, by the way. Maybe I have like more of an interest in characters that have inventions than I thought, because there's the kid from Goonies who's he and his dad, who are the inventors as well, which is weird because I have seen parts of Inspector Gadget in the past and I don't remember liking it, although maybe I was younger or something. That might be another one for a classic reviews one day. But the thing is, for me with Inspector Gadget, it was a bit too much. It was a bit kind of just, yeah, a bit more of like a slapstick version of that. But no, I thought that Dad the Inventor was quite an interesting character. Feel a little bit sorry for him because he's got lots of really good ideas, some of which we've moved past technologically, like juice makers and things like that, but still quite useful stuff. And he's got like that kit thing with oh, he's got like that kit thing with all the little parts on it. Things like that can still be useful in today's day and age. The unfortunate part is he seems to make things that don't necessarily break, but they just don't work properly up to a certain point. But I quite liked him. I thought that was quite good. Trying to think, the inventions didn't really come into play in terms of beating the gremlins, whereas in the Goonies that does come into play. But that was still quite good. But overall, I had a really, really good time with this film. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or
a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch two episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Let's talk a little bit about, let's have some fun, let's talk a little bit about some references. You've got the Gremlins watching Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Now, this is a Warner Brothers film. I don't know what the relationship was in 1984 between Disney and Warner Brothers. Obviously, they're very much kind of rivals now. Especially like with the whole Marvel DC thing. But obviously, this was a long time ago. They must have got, because they literally, that's not even sort of like, oh, one of the Looney Tunes in a not vending a machine, what do you call it? Like that claw machine. That wasn't even that. They were playing the film in the cinema. It was interesting seeing that though as well, because with the recent trailer we've had for the live action remake, I have seen Snow White and Seven Dwarves. It was a long time ago though. It was interesting seeing the, especially because they're walking along that tree. That's like one of the parts that they show, and it's in animated form, and it does look much better. But I wasn't aware of how, because I kind of had this memory or this knowledge of, oh yeah, the Gremlins are little terrors, basically. And they're going to be jumping around, pulling wires, causing all sorts of like different types of chaos. And then you've got the main one who comes into the film. And he's like this cute little Yoda type of character. I do wonder, because this came out obviously after Star Wars, didn't it? I wonder if there was some inspiration or something from that. I did do a little bit of Googling in terms of like, okay, are Gremlins real, or where is this like thing come from? And there was something that was mentioned in this film and something I found online to do with one of the old Air Force units or something, but I'd never really heard much about that before. And then I did see some like photos online of animals that look very similar to Gremlins. They looked a bit more like monkeys though, so whatever. But if these are a little bit more fictionalized, it just, yeah, when you've got like the cute one that stays cute for the whole film, I think it's called Mowgli, isn't he? I instantly thought of like not just Yoda, but obviously you got Baby Yoda or Grogu or whatever, and this kind of cool, cute little companion that's with you. Very, very similar. Even like the ears are really similar to Baby Yoda and that kind of stuff. So I wonder if there was any inspiration. Seeing as they did, well, I was about to make a Disney comparison, but obviously when the original Star Wars films came out, obviously Disney was nowhere near it. And this is from Warner Brothers. So I was kind of weirdly thinking if they took some like inspiration from that, and then it led to Mandalorian later, but that wouldn't add up because Disney had nothing to do with Star Wars when it originally came out. But just reminding me of that, like this cute little companion. So yeah, you've got the two kind of functions of, well, you've got the three functions, but you've got the two bad ones, which is, okay, if you've got the cute ones and you don't feed them, and you don't feed them after, I mean, you can feed them, but you don't feed them after midnight, then you'll mostly be fine. I don't remember too many scenes in the film with the chaos being caused by the cute ones. And they're always kind of looking for food and that sort of stuff, but you just don't do it after midnight. I do kind of think, now I don't want to get too stuck into the weeds of things here necessarily, I do kind of think a little bit that, because they get, dad gets the warning at the start, right? Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. The three basic rules. No character in this film really does a very good job of like, oh no, keep the food away. desperately, and don't let them anywhere near water. Granted, I know there was the mistake with the clock, where it was like, oh yeah, it's only, what was it, 20 to 12 or something, I've still got some time, and fed them a bunch of chicken, but it turned out to be later because the clock hadn't moved. I thought that was quite a smart little way to cause that accident. So I thought that was quite a smart way to kick things off in the film. That scene when, I mean, there's a lot of really great scenes to talk about, but when they, I think it's, what was the bad one's name? It began with S, I think. Jumps into that swimming pool. Oh my God. Yeah, that was quite, and then it all starts like proper bubbling up. And I'm going to guess that because that was the evolved form, or the bad ones, when that jumps into the pool and that's spurting out new ones, and then those new ones are spurting out, like, you could have them stuck in the pool and just infinitely create new ones, because as soon as you create a new one, that's got all the like egg things on its back or whatever, and that's going to create like eight more or something or whatever it is, and you could just chaos, crazy, which is basically what ended up happening. That really kind of in the second half is where things pick up even more. I was definitely enjoying the film before that, but that's where like the chaos really, really kicked off. But you get some sort of teasers before that, like the teacher in that classroom. What did he get injected with, by the way? It looked like water, and I thought that was some kind of gremlin joke of, don't get us wet and we're going to inject you with water. But I think he died after that, didn't he? I don't think we saw him again, so must have been something else. But I looked at it and it looked, I mean, you know, it's a bit of an old film. Looked to me like water, and I thought that was some sort of gremlin joke of, you're not supposed to get us wet because we multiply and now we're going to inject you with water. But clearly it was something much more deadly than that. I don't know what it could have been though, because I know obviously I did science at school. I'm wondering what was in that, what was available to them in that classroom that they would have injected him with, unless they picked up something from somewhere else. I don't know, but anyway, so that was pretty good. What are the other bits that you've got? Oh yeah, I love the little reference with when the mum is calling the son. And you see these like phone wires that are plugged in. You see a little gremlin hand come up, and I think one of them says ET, because it's ET phone home, isn't it? That's the phrase. I swear he said ET no phone. I swear that's what one of the gremlins said. I might be wrong with that, but that was a cool little reference. I think that's a Warner Brothers film. ET, gosh, that hasn't been around for years and years and years. Again, another one day to get to for classic reviews. I am somewhat familiar with ET. I've seen like a couple of scenes from it, but again, need to revisit. What else do I want to say about this film? I'm curious to see where they're going to go with a sequel, and I wondered near the end when the gremlin dies, or we think it's dead. That skeleton version of it was quite cool as well, quite sort of creepy. But it's still bubbling a little bit, and you get the little chuckles of the gremlins at the end of the film. I almost wondered if it was going to be a post-credit, because in all of these films, by the way, I've checked for post-credit scenes. It's probably the Marvel part of me that looks for, I mean, it's not only Marvel films that have post-credit scenes, is it? And you get sort of towards the end of the credits, you get a little bit of laughter from the gremlins. I almost wondered if you were going to see some gremlin eyes or something like that. Because technically the only way, unless the good one that we've got at the end is the only one left, because we don't know, apart from where this guy had this gremlin in his shop, we don't know if there's any other in any other places. We don't know where else they are. Heck, we don't know where he really got that one from. So, but I'm sure that they'll pop up in the second film. Well, obviously they will, because it's about them. What else did I want to say? But really enjoyed it. Good fun. Did I like love the film? I don't know. Maybe it's another, I know I've said this three times already, maybe it's another one I'll sort of grow to love more over time. But this has been particularly with Goonies and oops, excuse me, particularly with Goonies, Aliens, and sorry, Alien, Goonies, and the Gremlins. Not really as much with Mission Impossible. I've kind of like, well, first of all, now I know what the Gremlins is about, and now I know what Goonies is about. But now I've kind of seen that this is, again, this is why I like this series so much. Not because I get to experience old things that I haven't seen or seen properly or whatever. But I get to all these little pop culture things I've seen and heard over the years, they finally kind of click into place. And now when someone says, oh, there's been some gremlins in the system, rather than thinking of just little monsters, because again, I knew what that phrase meant, but now that I have seen this film and I know a bit more about what gremlins do, I'll now think of those properly. So, because you can kind of imagine, like, let's say you're working an IT job or something, and you've got like server boxes downstairs or something, or like there's a server room, and you can imagine a gremlin going down there and just either smashing the box up or pulling it apart or pulling the wires out or something. There was a lot of wire work in this film, weren't there? There was the bit with the traffic lights. Even though people go through red lights anyway, never mind. So not much difference there. And yes, I'm speaking not from my personal experience, but from witnessing people going through red lights, especially bikes. Stop going through red lights. Just because you're on a bike doesn't mean you're allowed to do that, unless you are looking for an accident anyway. So you've got that, you've got yeah, the little toy claw vending machine had like Bugs Bunny and which one was it? Sylvester? I can't remember what the other character was, but it was Bugs Bunny. So some nice little pop culture references. You've got E.T., you've got Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, you've got Looney Tunes there. Obviously Looney Tunes is a massive staple of the industry and for Warner Brothers as well. I mean, how many times with the Warner Brothers logo have you seen Bugs Bunny popping up in the little animation? So I guess that was a shout out to that. That's another one to look at. I could honestly, this series, whether I do 6 or 8 episodes, because I don't think I'm going to do more than 10 again, because it's quite a lot to do, all of this, and I've still got one more to go through. We might outlive the Simpsons. There's so many, especially for my age, because I was all of these like 80s things, especially because I was born just after that in the 90s. I just missed most of it, and even things from the 70s as well. But when you think of most pop culture things like here in 85, 84, especially 84, 85, and you're like Back to the Future, you've got loads and loads of other stuff. Even from just covering the 80s, I feel like we could be here for another 10 seasons. So yeah, it's gonna last a while, but that's, I guess, the whole point. What else do I want to say about Gremlins? Good time. Very good time. Look forward to seeing the second one and kind of what new ideas are in there. I mentioned pacing already, but you got 1 hour 45. I thought they used that quite well. Yeah. So that's I think it's trying to think of anything else, any other things from the film that I saw that I want to talk about, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. But yeah, so Gremlins, really liked it a lot. I'm kind of wondering if you could do a video game for this. I think the character is in Multiverses, which is like a Smash Brothers brawler thing. I'm more kind of imagining, now this might be like a violent thing to say, of like a third person. I tell you what, this would fit an Alan Wake crossover really, really well, because you've literally got Alan Wake's torchlight. They're vulnerable to guns, and because it's not like with Alien where they got a special skin or something, right? Yeah, that would be perfect. Like, imagine you're walking around a town, whether it's near where Alan lives or where these gremlins are, of you literally using the flashlight mechanic, because Alan Wake walks around with a pistol and a flashlight, and you're going around town. You have to avoid like booby traps they've set up. There's a pitch for it for a game. Just a simple kind of, doesn't have to be 20 hours. Could be, 5 hours or something. You have to avoid the gremlins. You have to flash a torchlight at them. The mechanic of doing that in Alan Wake would be different to Gremlins, but it would still work out. It would still work well. And then you just go around shooting them. Because I was kind of imagining, especially the brilliant bit with the mum going around the house. She's using the blender and the mic. I thought that was really good. Like putting it in the blender, putting it in the microwave. What was the other thing she did? She stabbed one of them on the counter. That was a great scene. That was one of the best scenes of the film, I think. But you're literally walking around with like a shotgun or something, just so that you can blast them a bit more. You know what I mean? And you can walk around town as Alan Wake with a flashlight, and just sort out the gremlins, get them off of the Christmas decorations and stuff. It was smart as well to have this set around Christmas, by the way, because then you've got the inclusion of Christmas lights. There's the Christmas tree set piece as well. I thought the mum was going to maybe die there, but she didn't. So yeah, good stuff. Alright, that's my thoughts on Gremlins. Let me know your thoughts on Gremlins. What do you think a video game could look like? Have you seen the second one? Have you seen whatever this animated thing is called? It's called Secrets of the Mogwai. And then there's something called Gremlins Curse. Land of the Gremlins. So, lots of stuff. Anyway, let me know which ones you've seen. Which ones or whatever. Yeah, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter eTalkUK, and social media eTalkUK. There's information in the show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, Monday night podcasts. If you're eagerly awaiting the season finale next week of Season 7 of Classic Reviews, there is also 6 seasons and a bonus Disney Pixar season for you to check out if you want to check out more of those. So there's plenty of those as well. So there's that. There's also, what about social media? Listen to more stuff if you'd like to support us. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk for all of that. What's the other thing? Twitch, eTalk UK, YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays, and my teaser for the finale, other than the rankings episode, which honestly that podcast is going to be about 5 minutes. Yes, my teaser for the finale. How much should I give away? It is an animated film, so a little bit of change of pace. Should I say, if I say who made it? It is not either a Disney or Pixar film, because I know what the film's going to be, but your guess is to guess if it's going to be, I mean, Pixar have never made a live action film anyway, so it's an animated film from either Disney or Pixar. Obviously Disney's library is a lot bigger because they've been around literally 100 years. So it's one of them. I know there's a ton of Disney animated films, so that doesn't narrow that down. But there is only a certain selection, nearly 30 years worth, of Pixar films. So it could be one of those. And no, it's not Toy Story. Because I've already done those. I want to go back through them again, actually, but that will take another load of time. Not that that will be like a chore or anything, because that will obviously, you know, love Toy Story and that. But this process is not slow, I'll tell you that. So it's a Disney or a Pixar film, right? I know some people like to associate that, like, oh, a Pixar film is still a Disney film. No. Don't, that's almost insulting to Pixar, I think. Disney, Pixar, that's the same thing. No, it's really not. They're both owned by the same people and they both make animated films. They are not the same. They are not the same company at all. Especially these days. But it's a Disney or a Pixar film. You've got to guess which one it is. I guess you can write in before I release the next episode, because it will be next week for you. It will be in about 20 minutes or so for me. So not Toy Story, but it's a Disney or a Pixar animated film. What do you think it is? All right, thanks very much for listening, and I shall see you for that film next time. Goodbye.